It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, welcome to part two of my show all about Southern foods and a new cookbook, Taste the State, South Carolina's Signature Foods and Recipes by authors David Shields, who is a Southern food historian, and Chef Kevin Mitchell, who is an instructor at the Culinary Institute of America in Charleston. Now, let's jump right into my conversation where I start off talking with David, where he shares the history of boiled peanuts. Who doesn't love a good boiled peanut? So come on, let's jump right into the conversation with David and Kevin.
Now, I want to ask you guys, because I saw in your book, you mentioned boiled peanuts. Now, I'm a Georgia girl, so I'm always thinking that peanuts in Georgia kind of go together, especially since former president who is associated with peanuts and everything, and a lot of Sunday drives I've taken in the mountains, there are boiled peanut stands all along the way. And how are peanuts connected to South Carolina?
Well, interestingly enough, they're probably more connected with North Carolina. The original peanut that came over from West Africa was intensively grown around Wilmington. And Wilmington was the first, you know, we tend to think of like Virginia, Suffolk, Virginia, with the Virginia peanut. The Spanish peanuts that were grown in Georgia, the Flow Runner peanut down in Florida, the little tasty, sweet Carolina African runner peanut was originally North Carolina and the northern part of South Carolina was where they first were grown. And it was that peanut which was the original boiled peanut. Went sort of extinct, but we brought that peanut back, and now you can get it through like Nat Bradford's farm and places like that. But boiled peanuts was the original West African way of cooking them. Mm-hmm. Roasting them, that's South American, boiling them.
I actually chose to write about boiled peanuts because, once again, coming from the North, I'll tell you when I first heard about boiled peanuts. Back in 2012, actually about a week before I moved to South Carolina, because I was living in Michigan at the time, I was purchasing a car. The salesperson was from South Carolina. I'm telling him that I'm moving to Charleston, South Carolina. And he goes, "Oh man, you have to send me some boiled peanuts." And I'm like, "A boiled peanut?" He's like, "You don't know anything about boiled peanuts?" I'm like, "Well, you know, we're in the depth of Detroit, Michigan. I grew up in New Jersey. No, I don't know anything about boiled peanuts." When we sat down with our list of things that we were going to choose to write about, of course, David says, "Hey, you pick the ones you're interested in, and then I'll take the rest." And boiled peanuts was the one I was very interested in, because when I moved here, I would be around people who love boiled peanuts. I had a friend who would go to, you know, the Friday night high school football games, and he had to have a bag of boiled peanuts while sitting in the stands. I would say initially the taste, the flavor was interesting to me. I'm used to eating, you know, just a nice, you know, crunchy roasted peanut. The texture of boiled peanuts was very interesting to me. And of course, we know they come in, you know, they come in different flavors. You know, actually, I was driving somewhere and there was a guy on the side of the road. And he had a little stand where he was selling boiled peanuts. And you can get them just boiled in water and salt. You can get them, you know, Cajun or Creole flavored, if you will. And the one interesting thing that I always think about peanuts, boiled peanuts, is that you can get them in a can. Like, I've gone to grocery stores, seen them in a can, and I haven't ventured that far enough to purchase a can of boiled peanuts. I'd rather just get them, you know, off, you know, on the side of the road by someone that's doing it, you know. And, you know, I write about, in the entry, I write about, I think the, you know, the two people that I think make kind of boiled peanuts more mainstream. Well, there's three, but two specific. We talk about the Lee brothers who write about boiled peanuts. They actually got their start and became popular as food writers, so on and so forth, by selling boiled peanuts in New York, which I found interesting because, of course, they're in New York and people love boiled peanuts in New York, I guess. Another gentleman who is no longer with us, but he was called the Peanut Man, and he would sell his recipe of boiled peanuts at some of the local baseball games here in Charleston. Boiled peanut, the entry, just talking about boiled peanuts, I mean, for me, it truly speaks of what, you know, South Carolina has to offer. We talk about the Bambara peanut that, you know, that comes to us from Africa, and everyone is so fascinated, as David said, by the Virginia peanut, which are good peanuts, but you know, we definitely want people to understand the history of those particular things coming from South Carolina. And you know, when it's like boiled peanut season, when you go to the grocery store and they have this big stand with bags and bags of raw green peanuts ready to be boiled.
I would think that probably there are certain foods that someone coming from the North and coming to the South is kind of like a little bit of a shock. And I would put boiled peanuts on that list. I mean, I grew up eating them, but I have friends who are, you know, from other places around the U.S. and they don't understand it.
Yeah, okra is another one of those ingredients that has a definite regional fan base.
Okra for me was, and that was one thing I wrote about. Now, growing up in the North, but my grandmother cooked okra a lot in our home in New Jersey. So I had an affinity for okra, but I do write about in the entry how it is definitely a regional thing. If you're from the North, you're not really digging okra because you're not understanding or digging the mucusy, the sliminess of the okra. But there are ways of cooking the okra where you don't have to experience that slippiness of it. I mean, I've roasted it, you know, I'll cut it in half and roast it. I'll toss in a little Benne oil and then I'll season it with some beberé. And beberé is a spice from Ethiopia. It's basically an Ethiopian curry that contains at least 20 or so different ingredients to make the spice, different types of chilies, fenugreek, so on and so forth. Fortunately, you know, for those who may be hearing or watching this, you can purchase beberé without having to go through the labor intensiveness of making it. But it is a spice that is heavily used in Ethiopia in pretty much every dish that they make. And toss it in that and throw it in the oven and roast it until the okra is really nice and caramelized and, you know, it gets this really nice, sometimes it, you know, gets a really nice crunchy, crispiness to it as well. And you definitely remove some of that slipperiness by cooking it that way. And when I see it in the grocery stores now, I love it. I want to cook it, but I know it's not from South Carolina. So I just keep on going and decide to do something else.
Now today we're talking about part two of my show all about Southern foods and a new cookbook, Taste the State, South Carolina's Signature Foods and Recipes. Now we have to stop, take a break here, but I want you to sit tight because we'll be right back after this break here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Take a moment.
Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread had a fight. Beans knocked cornbread out of sight. Beans. Cornbread said, now that's all right. Beans. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night. Beans. I've been ready.